the age of 91. We interviewed her a number of times on Democracy Now!, most recently back in 2015 at the Paris Climate Summit. To see that full interview and all the others, go to democracynow.org. This coming weekend, I'll be speaking Saturday, October 4th at the Roxy Theater in San Francisco after the showing of Steal This Story, Please, a new documentary about Democracy Now!, and on Sunday, October 5th in Berkeley at BAMFA for the Q&A after. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh for another edition of Democracy Now!
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Everybody ready?
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or The Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Mando Richard, and we've got a wild show. We've got our liquored up set as usual. We've got our gospel set at the end of the show. And in between, lots of different things, including a really interesting interview with guitarist Hiroya Sukamoto. Let's go ahead and get our liquored up set underway, shall we? Here comes something from Ian Tyson.
I came home to find you were gone on a cold gray morning. I remember now that's the way that you said it would be. Wildflowers and a bottle of vodka on the kitchen table. Flowers for the good times and the booze for the bad. I can curse and I can scream, but alcohol in the bloodstream, not the best I can do. I'm
forget about you. Gin, drinking wine is mighty, mighty fine. Scotch and soda will fill the quota. It ain't no joke to drink a rum and coke. But if you really wanna have a time, come on upstairs to my pad. Well, I will try to show ya the best time you ever had. That's why we gonna drink a little whiskey.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Rollin Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
Come here every night, I drink till I get tight, I don't wonder why. I brought it on myself, I didn't need your help, it comes as no surprise. There's something about a beer, in this here atmosphere, it's the perfect place to go when you lose face, to sit and drink and cry.
drowning in my misery. No, they never notice me, like they never see all these memories. There's something about a beer in this here atmosphere. It's the perfect place to go when you lose space, to sit and drink and cry. It's the perfect place to go when you lose space, to sit and drink and cry.
That wasting years I listened to you say you want me, that you marry me when you were free to choose. But I've opened up my eyes, see your words are only lies. So I've taken on a lover to replace you. There is nothing I can get from you that I can't get from a bottle. I still get the morning after shame, still lay in bed and curse your name all afternoon. Get from a bottle.
In the background right now, you're listening to British guitarist Gwennifer Raymond play Champion Ivy from her most recent record, Last Night I Heard the Dog Star Bark. We started playing it last week and had to stop it, so I'll play it again this week as our musical bed while I tell about our liquored up set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program, and then set you up for what's coming next. The first thing in our liquored up set was from Ian Tyson, Alcohol in the Bloodstream, from his old record 18 Inches of Rain. Then we heard from Al Jackson from the R&B side of the family doing Let's Drink Some Whiskey from that anthology I've been known to play from called Cheap Old Wine and Whiskey that features a lot of the old R&B music about drinking that came out in the 50s and 60s. Then after the PSA, we heard from Dale Watson, Sit and Drink and Cry, from his 2005 record, Whiskey or God. And the last thing in the set was Jodi Lewis, J-O-D-E-E, Lewis, and her song, From a Bottle. That's from her record, Whiskey Halo, which came out in 2014. Coming up next, I've got a conversation I recorded recently with Japanese guitarist Hiroya Tsukamoto, who's going to be coming to Pittsburgh for UU Song Space on Friday, October 3rd. And remember, when I do these features, it's important that you go out and support live music wherever you are listening to this program, whether it be Delaware, Tennessee, Michigan, Pennsylvania, or wherever. We're going to start our conversation with Hiroya Tsukamoto playing No Matter How Far from his 2023 record, Little River Canyon. Thank you.
And listeners, what you just heard was Hiroya Sukamoto playing No Matter How Far from his album Little River Canyon, which came out in 2023. And lo and behold, he's on the line. Hello, Hiroya.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I know we're looking forward to seeing you when you come to Pittsburgh on Friday, October 3rd.
That's right. I look forward to playing in Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, we'll be appearing at UU Song Space at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, 605 Morwood Avenue. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, October 3rd. The doors open at 7. Have you been to Pittsburgh before?
I have, but it's been a while, several years since I played last.
Now, the song we just heard, No Matter How Far, tell us a little bit about that. Where did that come from?
So I composed a piece during the pandemic time. I was stuck in the apartment in New York City. 2022?
Yeah.
21?
Yeah.
I forgot.
21.
So I was doing, that spring of that year, I was doing live streaming shows from my apartment. And then I was composing music, and that's one of the songs that I composed during that time.
That must be very hard, making that switch from going on the road and playing in front of live people to having to do streaming shows.
Yeah, it was different. You know, I had to adjust. But, you know, people get used to it. So as I did more, I got used to it a little bit. But, you know, still it's very different from playing in-person shows.
Hiroya, I've just got to ask you, I mean, for me, the big question is, what is a kid in Kyoto doing learning to play the banjo? What the heck attracted you to banjo and guitar?
So, yeah, the banjo was my first instrument I played and I owned. And, yeah, my dad found this banjo at the pawn shop in Kyoto when I was in middle school. And I didn't know anything about banjo, but I was the only kid in town playing banjo.
Well, you were obviously the best kid on the banjo in Kyoto.
Probably.
Yeah, well, you had been composing music already by then on the recorder and other instruments.
Yes, I was always liking music since when I was a kid, and singing, recorder, yeah.
Well, what appealed to you about the banjo and then later the guitar?
You know, so banjo is not easy to learn, especially bluegrass banjo, because it requires lots of technique skills, especially like a picking hand. And there was no way to find a banjo teacher, and then in my hometown, and my friends were playing guitar, so I started playing the guitar about a couple years later, and I still play banjo a little bit, but you know, mostly guitar now.
As a normal American, I think it's fascinating. When I was teaching English as a second language back in the late 1970s and early 1980s, some of our students would bring us things like, oh, look, I'm from Thailand. Here's a Thai bluegrass band. Or, you know, it's very amusing to me as an American to see how much American styles started reaching all throughout Asia.
Yeah, it's very interesting, especially my parents' generation. They were born during the World War II, and my mom was born after the World War II. And then lots of American cultures, including music, came into Japan. And so they grew up, you know, watching American films, listening to music. But my grandparents' generation is very different. They are very much authentic Japanese. So even one generation gap is huge.
That's funny.
And I'm here, too, in the U.S. playing music.
You came here in, what, 2000 to go attend Berkeley?
Yes.
What was your impression of making the move to Boston, Massachusetts and the Berklee School of Music?
It was a big move, physically and also, like, mentally. And I studied English in high school and middle school, but you know, the conversation is very much different than grammar, you know, writing. So it was difficult in the beginning.
Particularly with some of the accents up there in New England, you know, about parking the car and having yard and all that kind of the stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And lots of slangs and people speak so fast.
Yeah. What kinds of things did you study at Berkeley?
I was mostly playing jazz back then. So I was taking some performance classes. But also I was doing like a big band arrangements and lots of like compositions, songwriting classes.
So, but this was all on guitar?
All on guitar, but also like a piano and, you know, like home arrangements. So lots of like paper assignments. Not much guitar oriented.
Huh.
Those classes, yeah.
Well, I know that in the early 2000s, you ended up forming a band. Was that with some of your Berkeley colleagues?
Yes, that's right. So Berkeley is a very diverse music college. So like half of the students are coming from different countries. So I formed a group with the people from different countries, and that was the concept. So the band was called Interoceanico in Spanish.
I think in some ways you can hear it sounds a little bit like Return to Forever, you know, Chick Corea's
group. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like the group too.
Yeah. Well, we are chatting with Hiroya Tsukamoto, who's going to be coming to Pittsburgh on Friday, October 3rd for Song Space at First Unitarian. And for more information about the concert, you can go to www.uusongspace.com. And where should people go to learn more about you and your music, Hiroya?
So I have a website, but you know, it's my first and last name is not easy. So people can Google Hiroya Guitar, and then everything will be coming up. H I R O Y A.
Coming up next, we've got something that I found on the web at a concert that you did in Portland in August of this year, where mm-hmm. you played an Okinawan folk song.
This is one of the Okinawan folk songs. Okinawa is the southern part of Japan, as lots of American people already knew, because it was the part of the U.S. territories. And it is a very unique place, because it was defined country. It was actually an old kingdom for many years, 500 years. And these people were able to develop their own very unique culture, including music. And this is one of the folk songs, which talks about a lady who lived around the kingdom time, who was a beautiful woman. So she got an offer from the king to get married, but she didn't want to get married to him. So she rejected king's proposal, and she became a heroine, and this song came about. And that's the story behind this song.
And at the beginning of the song, you mm-hmm. sound like you're imitating an original Okinawan folk instrument.
That's right. So the instrument is called a sanshin, which is a three strings, small string instrument, and which doesn't have any long sustain. So I kind of mimic the sound of this instrument with a guitar.
All right, here comes Hiroya Tsukamoto playing Asoroya Kyoto. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard was Asadoya Yunta, an Okinawan folk song, as performed by Hiroya Sugimoto. And we're chatting with him because he's coming to Pittsburgh on October 3rd. Now, Hiroya,
yep.
What's the difference really for you traveling as a solo artist or playing in a group?
Yeah, it's very different. I used to play with a group a lot, and I started playing a solo tour maybe like 15 years ago. And solo, you know, I can engage to the audience, I think, a little more a direct way. And also, I can, you know, I can do whatever I want, basically. You know, I can change the set list during the show, and yeah, I can play the songs differently every time. And yeah, so that I have a freedom, but of course, you know, in interacting with the people is always fun. So it's so that's the difference, I think.
Well, I get the sense that you also enjoy interacting with the audience, even if you're playing solo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even when you're playing solo, like on that number we just heard, it sounds like you're using a fair number of tools to. Mm-hmm. Help you perform the music. It's not just you and your guitar. It's you, your guitar, and your pedals.
Right. So I use a loop pedal, which is also basically a recorder. So I, as I play, I can record my voice and the guitar so that I can create multiple layers. So I love doing that because as a solo performer, I can be, you know, bit more small or big, having more dynamics in my performance.
And of course, you're well known throughout the world as a fingerstyle guitarist, so one of the things that will be wonderful for people is to hear you playing, whether with or without the pedals, but actually performing on the guitar itself. What kind of guitarist have influenced your playing? And I know you've got your own style now, but what kinds of things were you thinking about while you were working on developing your style on the guitar?
I mean, I grew up playing lots of different kinds of music, rock, blues, jazz, and the world music. But I formed a group, so I listened to lots of different instruments. not much guitarist, and then I listen to lots of jazz and classical music. So when I compose, I consider myself more like a composer than a guitarist, I think.
Okay.
And then, even though, you know, I play guitar, so I just want to, you know, compose good music, good melody, harmony. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
In an interview with Acoustic Guitar, you said that some of the guitar players who've influenced you were people like Pat Metheny and Wayne Krantz,
yeah,
and Kelly Joe Phelps and Ralph Towner. I mean,
yeah,
that's quite a list.
Yeah, yeah. Those are my favorite guitar players.
To me, it's very interesting because I don't use electronics when I play. I just...
You play music?
Yeah, most people have me play the upright bass, but...
Okay.
You know, so I don't use pedals and things like that. I just am used to making, you know, the string vibrate and have the box of the instrument amplify that string. It's, you have so many different possibilities for you with the different pedals you have.
Right. But, you know, I try not to overuse, you know, but, you know, it's gradually my pedals are increasing, but, you know, it's always, you know, coming back to simple is the key I'm thinking, so.
Well, what I hear with your music is you're using the looping pedals and other effects to sort of create a tapestry against which you're playing something new and original on the guitar.
Yeah, thank you.
As one musician to another, I got to ask, what guitar are you going to bring with you?
So I've been playing the guitar, which a guy in New Jersey built last year, which is basically just one guy built this guitar, like a handmade guitar, called a Yen Guitars, Y-E-N Guitars. And then it is a very responsive, beautiful guitar, so that's what I'm bringing to Pittsburgh.
Well, we're really looking forward to having you come to us at UU Song Space at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh at 605 Moorwood Avenue on Friday, October 3rd. And the show starts at 7:30, and you can find more information at uusongspace.com. Now, I've picked out a last track to play for the people, and it's one I really have found very engaging. It seems to have many different parts to it. It's called Gemini Bridge, from your 2021 release, Window to the World. Why don't you tell the folks a little bit about this?
Okay, so Gemini Bridge is the name of the place where I composed this piece, which is in Utah, near Canyonlands National Park. It's basically in the middle of nowhere. And me and my wife went there, and then I had a guitar, and yeah, that's where I composed this piece, so I named this piece as the name of the place, Gemini Bridge.
Well, thank you very much, Horia, for spending some time with us today.
No, thank you very much, Richard. Thank you.
I certainly hope you enjoyed our conversation with Hiroya Sukamoto. And during the course of that conversation, you heard him play No Matter How Far, then Asadoya Yunto, and finally Gemini Bridge. And again, he'll be coming to Pittsburgh on Friday, October 3rd for You Song Space. But wherever you are listening to this program, make sure you support live music and a live concert series. It's very important to the musicians and to the community. In the background, you're listening to Brian Junker on the banjo play my theme song, Whiskey Before Breakfast. And a certain bass player of my acquaintance is backing him up there. We've got time for a few more tracks before the top of the hour. Here comes an old traditional song, as done up new, by Alexa Dawson.
I gave my love a cherry without a stone. I gave my love a chicken without a bone. I gave my love a story without an end. I gave my love a baby with no crying. How can there be a cherry without a stone? How can there be a chicken without a bone? How can there be a story without an end? How can there be a baby with no crying? When a cherry is a blossom, it has no stone. When a chicken hasn't hatched yet, it has no bone. I love you like a story without an end. And when my baby is a-sleeping, there's no crying.
Stay away too long, don't stay away. Don't stay away too long, don't stay away. My mind sure likes to wander and my feet do like to stray. You convince me to pack, move out to your town. You convince me to follow you, that you'd stick around. Now I need convincing, all the lost can still be found. Oh, you said you'd stick around.
Don't stay away too long, don't stay away. Don't stay away too long, don't stay away. For my mind sure likes to wander.
When I'm standing next to you, There's a song to sing. I know everything's feeling right when I'm standing next to you. Steeple bells ring, only good things do I see when you're next to me. When I hold your hand in mine, different world wakes, a new morning breaks with the sun. When I hold your hand in mine, children's dreams take flight through a starlit night. That's what I see when you're next to me. This love for you I'm feeling, that's the power that is healing. It can bend the darkest hour with glorious light. When I taste your lips so sweet, I see beggars dine and the sands of time up and stop. When I taste your lips so sweet, black and white bend, every dove lands at your feet when you're next to me. This love for you I'm feeling has a power that is healing. It can bend the darkest hour with glory. When I'm lying next to you, I feel moonbeams burn, I see rainbows turn into gold. When I'm lying next to you, I hear angels play, I see sweeter days, I see rivers wind through the end of time, I see hatred fall. I see God's good grace shining in your eyes. That's what I see when you're next to me.
In the background, you're listening to Eloise and Company, a band consisting of Becky Tracy on the fiddle and Rachel Bell on the accordion, and Rachel Alcon, a Quebecois pianist, and they are playing Gilles Baguettes, and they are practitioners of what we call bal folk music. Anyway, while you're listening to them play Gilles Baguettes, let me tell you about that last set of music you just heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots program, depending on where you are. We began with Alexa Dawson, E-L-E-X-A Dawson, doing her new version of the Riddle song from her record Stay Put. Then you heard from Ellie McKay and the Unbelievers, a band from Melbourne, Australia, do Don't Stay Away from their recent EP, which should be hitting the American shores soon. Then we went back to 2003 for a really sweet song from one of the funniest movies of that year. We heard Mitch and Mickey, Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, singing When You're Next to Me from that movie A Mighty Wind that I had to get out of my seat. I was laughing so hard at it, but that is such a sweet song. Okay, it's time for the mid-show station break. We'll be back with more music right after these messages. Thanks for listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD, Newark, Delaware, WUTC, Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak, on the phone to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR.